Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The skies over Tel Aviv are clear tonight, with a gentle breeze making for a pleasant evening outdoors. Jerusalem and Haifa are enjoying similar conditions, while Eilat remains warm. Now, here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that IDF Chief Lieutenant Gen Ayal Zamir has visited commanders in southern Lebanon, stating Hezbollah is in very severe distress and that the ceasefire remains fragile. Also, a short time ago, the Jerusalem Post reported on a new AI tool developed by Israeli teams to map building structures rapidly using public records. This comes after Iran's missile strikes. Also this hour, from I-24 News, the IDF chief has warned troops in southern Lebanon about the fragility of the ceasefire. Separately, Axios notes from earlier today that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This could threaten ongoing negotiations. And finally, the JTA highlights that Rabbi Rolando Matalon's retirement marks the end of an era for B'nai Jeshurun in New York. Here's what people are saying online. Memory, a media monitoring institute, posted 36 minutes ago that Tehran's mayor Alireza Zakani claims the war with the United States is ongoing, suggesting greater triumphs for Iran lie ahead. Middle East 24 reported earlier today that former President Trump has threatened serious action against Iran if its proxies in Lebanon cause further trouble. Ynet Global shared that Rachel Lester, a former IDF spokeswoman, is returning to reserve duty to enhance Israel's public relations efforts online, emphasizing the need for diverse voices. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in southern Lebanon. Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir's visit underscores the IDF's readiness to resume combat if necessary. Ynet highlights his concerns about the fragile ceasefire as U.S.-Iran talks continue. This visit aims to boost morale and maintain high alert among the troops. Turning to innovation in crisis response, the Jerusalem Post details a breakthrough from Technion and Haifa University. Their AI tool now allows rescuers to access building layouts in under 30 seconds. This could significantly impact rescue operations, especially after missile strikes, by saving crucial time. Meanwhile, in a significant escalation, Axios reports that Iran's missile launch against Israel could derail delicate negotiations. This act raises tensions and puts regional stability at risk. It signals Iran's willingness to challenge the ceasefire agreement, with potential repercussions for diplomacy. Finally, Rabbi Rolando Matalon's retirement marks a pivotal moment for B'nai Jeshurun. As reported by JTA, his leadership reshaped the synagogue's community life in New York. His departure prompts reflection on the future of liberal Judaism and its evolving leadership challenges. On the economic front. First, Globes reports that Tel Aviv University has improved its standing in the QS World University rankings, climbing from 223 to 208, despite international academic boycotts. Separately, Ynet Business highlights the human skills that AI cannot yet replace. Experts emphasize the importance of empathy, judgment, and relationships in the workplace as AI technology advances. And finally, from C-Tech, Uvision, a suicide drone manufacturer, is seeking up to a $4 billion valuation in its NASDAQ debut. This follows a decision to reject a $2.9 billion offer from local investors, marking a significant step in the defense sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.